We're back. So what was that beef you were talking about?
There was this whole thing. Bobby Lee's, I say what, his girlfriend, Kalilah.
All right.
Does a podcast with Annie Letterman and Esther Pavitsky called Trash Tuesday. And like back in January, they brought up. They were basically bashing on Bread and Shop.
Okay.
At the same time, coincidentally, something was going on with Fighter and the Kid with Brendan Schaub where really nasty shit was getting blown back at him through a Reddit.
Did he do it like an AMA or some bullshit?
No, it was just some weird shit that I don't actually know about.
Dude,
he hadn't told anybody about it, but they had a whole blowout. Well, with Bobby Lee.
That might have been why, because, I mean, I don't know. But, like, there was a lot of shit that came across, like, my YouTube feed and my freaking Facebook feed on, like, the short videos. And one of them was Brandon Schaub and freaking, I'm drawing a blank on it. It's the two brothers.
Bobby Lee and,
His brother. No, the two fighters. Swam out to Alcatraz. Fucking.
What, that? The Paul brothers?
No. I don't MMA know. Fucking brothers.
No clue.
The one that just fought for... I'll think about it. I'll go look it up. But anyway, that shit, there's a lot of that, like where Brandon Schaub was talking shit to him, and the dude's like, you know, what about your fucking MMA career that didn't fucking exist? But yeah.
Who's a heavyweight contender?
Eh.
I can't believe I forgot.
But anyway, so Bobby Lee...
It was just a whole thing, but it got blown over, and it's now done.
So now Bobby Lee wants to fight Brandon Schaub?
No.
They're just not talking about it.
Yeah, they're just done with it. It's over. But it was a whole thing in the podcast world. Even Dylan brought it up. Tim Dylan brought it up on his. Because Schaub just released his new Gringo Poppy special on YouTube. And he was just catching a bunch of hate.
Gringo Poppy? Nick Diaz.
Oh, Nick and Nate?
Yeah. He got into it with Nick after, like, backstage at one of the events. Hey, I don't think that Brandon was actually talking shit after once I watched it. It was like, you know, he was talking, and they were yang-yang. But, I mean, it's two guys, both unprofessional fighters. One's probably not going to necessarily
They're long in the tooth.
Yeah, but...
I mean, the Diaz, bro, Jesus Christ, bro. They're fucking old as fuck.
Yeah, but...
I think only one's fighting now.
Nick.
Yeah.
But he's not going to take, you know, professional criticism from Brandon Schaub while he's still fighting and Brandon hasn't fought in ages.
Yeah, 10 years.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of what that was. Is, you know, you're over there yagging and he's just wasn't in the mood.
No, this was some kind of Reddit bullshit. It involved really dark shit. Pedophilia... All kinds of stuff, and part of that
is he dating Amber Heard or what?
Part of that Reddit deal had an email from one of the people at Tiger Belly, which is Bobby Lee's and Kalilah's own podcast, and that's what they were fighting over. But whatever, I think it's over with now. I think it's a bunch of nothing.
Kind of like
Reddit's a fucking shit show anyway. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Because you can believe everything you see on the internet.
Oh, Reddit.
It's of course true.
Reddit is really bad.
Well, you saw where, you know, we're about to start sending our money again, right?
No.
Now you have monkeypox.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Just
great.
The K is silent. It's moneypox. I saw that shit and I was like, what in the fuck is this? How have we been...
Pull it up.
How have we been freaking just like... We're what, 2.5 years, 3 years into being locked down, and now we have a whole new fucking disease that somehow came out of nowhere? Like, all right.
Never even heard of it.
No. I mean, I didn't either until I saw it the other day.
Ebola, I understand.
Speaking of, monkeypox just popped up on alert, CDC, blah, blah, blah.
Fuck off. Like, I'm going to trust any of these fuckers. They got it completely wrong with the coronavirus anyway.
Hey, you notice how quick that went away?
They totally fucked it up, from top to bottom.
The UK also just recently lifted their mask mandates on overseas flights. So
no shit.
You can pretty much move around.
I saw on the
just
internet.
Read it. Read it. No, read it. Yeah, I'll read it out put loud. It in the...
So, post that somebody else shared on one of the Insta whatevers. I grew up with Steve Jobs, Johnny Cash, and Bob Hope. Now there's no Jobs, no Cash, and no Hope. Please don't let anything happen to Kevin Bacon.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, if I lose some bacon. I don't give a fuck about Kevin Bacon. Right. God damn it, I ain't want to lose
no
bacon.
We ain't losing no damn bacon.
Yep.
Which we pretty much already have. I mean, we're out of freaking baby formula. That's a fucking thing.
Yeah, I still don't get that.
I don't understand that at all.
Well, I mean, they're firing off the factory here in Texas, but, you know, they already made the statement that it's still going to take time before, you know, it makes it to the market and makes an impact. But
yeah, didn't they just get some from Europe or something?
I don't fucking know, but I can tell you this. Like, it doesn't exist. And when you can find it, it's never in the big one, the big containers. It's always in the small containers. And here's the thing. The big containers are about
35, 40 bucks?
Yeah, but they're two and about a quarter of the small ones.
Oh, sure.
For the big one. And you can usually get the big one for 35, 40 bucks. The small ones, $20 a pop.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so when I go to the fucking store, you know, I buy what I can of what's there.
And you can't pick brands and...
Well, I mean, this even the pediatrician told Amber, you know, you kind of got to get past that shit at this stage.
If she's getting teeth in, we need to get to
Well, you still have to give them quickly. Formula
and at least
first year. For the first year, you have to give them formula before you can even move them over to milk. You cannot give them milk
really?
In the first year.
Really?
Yeah. So that's the thing. That's where we're at right now. It's like, so you have this formula shortage, and for the women that are out there that can't breastfeed because their bodies just didn't produce,
right?
You know, you end up in a really
tough situation.
Yeah, tough situation.
It's worse for some of the people where the kids have some kind of gastrointestinal problems, and they have to have a specific... Yep. kind of formula that's going to
be lactose or for lactose intolerance or you know, whatever the case may be. There's a few different things that are out there, but like, you know, Tawny's not allergic to anything.
I'm gonna say
she doesn't have a problem. It's basically go get her whatever. Now Amber used to get her the Similac Pro Advanced.
Okay.
And it was mainly because it had immune system boosters.
Oh, sure.
And you know, COVID being a thing.
Yeah.
Let me do what I can. And plus, she couldn't breastfeed, you know, as much as she really wanted to. So she's like, now she doesn't really have all of my immune system because she's not getting as much food. So it's like, all right, so we change over to now she just gets regular Similac because I can still find that. But it's legitimately a fucking thing. And it's now the reason that the plant got shut down, the one that did.
Yeah, what happened there?
It was FDA bullshit. Like, you were putting out shit that was contaminated and could possibly fucking harm people. So, I understand why you shut it down. And then, but the people come back and they're like, we need to get this open under whatever means necessary.
Yeah,
no, motherfucker.
This is not something you want to be fucking with.
If you open that bitch up and they give me some contaminated shit and my fucking child gets sick, there will not be there's not going to be an investigation.
Right.
The CEO is just not going to fucking exist anymore. There'll be an investigation into me.
Do a deep clean, but how long can it take to seriously deep clean a factory like that? I guess probably a couple weeks, months.
Dude, you can shut down and fucking clean an entire goddamn nuclear power plant in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
They have shutdown crews that do that shit. So, I mean, technically scrubbing it and cleaning it and getting it back where it needed to be, that shouldn't be, but, yeah, maybe a one-month turnaround.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, why the fuck is it let's shut it down,
that's,
clean it,
I think that's
go
more
through
than a
it.
Cleanup. That's how, what are we putting in this product exactly?
No. I think in this situation, it was really just they weren't
a cleanliness thing.
Yeah, they weren't handling things the way that they were supposed to handle them.
Oh, fuck.
So it's kind of one of those things. You shut it down, you do... For the personnel that work there, you get to go through training classes for the next 2 weeks. This shutdown crew is going to come over, and they're going to freaking decontaminate and go through.
Everything.
And then,
boom,
in two more weeks, you're back up and running. And
even HEB does that. They've got their own cleaning crew that comes in. They're HEB employees, but that's all they do is they clean.
Yeah.
They clean overnight, and they just clean everything.
Yeah.
It's not the entire store. The store is broken down into stages,
sections.
Right?
Yeah.
Sections.
They
but it happens. Like that's all
nothing.
They do. All they do is clean.
Here's what I can tell you: we can clean a full size fucking aircraft carrier on a Thursday. That whole motherfucker, top to bottom, it will be scrubbed on field day, which is Thursday.
That's what happens.
Berthing is done. Bathrooms
Everything
are done,
done.
The showers are done. The hallways, the mess hall on an entire fucking aircraft carrier. Now, given it's got a 30,000 or 5,000 crew.
People.
5,000 people who are all janitors.
Yeah.
Except for, I would probably say 15 people on the crew that's probably not going to clean anything in this because they got stars on their collarbone.
Way more than that. On an aircraft carrier, way more than that.
Probably. But
even non-commissioned.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah,
ain't no chiefs fucking doing no fucking cleaning, bro. I mean.
Well, he might wipe out his coffee mug.
Maybe. I doubt that.
I doubt it.
I fucking doubt it.
You never clean the coffee cup. It gives you.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. No, it's gross.
It's fucking
nasty.
That
was a contention. I'll tell you that right now. I was right in the middle of it.
There are
Fuck
some
you.
There are some people who will make that argument.
I was in that fight. I'm like, dude, y'all figure it out. Let me know what you want me to do. I don't care.
When mine gets that ring around where that rubber seal goes and you can flake it off, I'm like, oh, God. That's the stuff that's going to kill you. It's got to go.
Nah, it probably builds your immune system, but, you know.
Yeah, it does. It builds a biome.
I mean, when you're in the Marine Corps or the Navy, it's pretty much anything that every normal person on the planet goes, no, that's builds your immune system.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
That's every day.
Yeah.
You're taking a shower in fucking regular shower shoes? Like, no. You take three pairs of those little cheap-ass shower shoes, and you super glue them motherfuckers together. I'm walking into the bathroom in platform shower shoes, looking like motherfucking Pee Wee Herman and shit, because I'm not standing in your ejaculate.
That's why I had athlete's foot for so long.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'd piss on your feet. Honestly, I did that every fucking morning. When I was deployed, every morning. Get up, go get in the shower, piss all over my fucking feet.
Really?
Kills athlete's foot. No, you can't go in there if you're, like, super well hydrated and piss clear water on your feet and expect it to do something. But with that first one in the morning, you know, that dark yellow looking like some tea.
Do you think he's ever hydrated?
Today's the first that most hydrated I've been in a long time.
When both of us, either one of us, when we were in the military, that was the most hydrated we have ever been in our lives and probably ever will be.
Yep.
Because you get out on a Navy ship, you're out at fucking sea. Guess what they don't have? Alcohol.
None.
Anything good.
They do, but it's under lock and key.
Yeah. And anything good?
Even the good stuff, that's only for the fucking people with stars on their fucking shit.
Yeah. And by stars, that's also the chiefs.
Yeah.
They get the anchors with the stars. As long as you got a star somewhere, everybody's going to eat well. Dude, yeah, if you get to go to Chiefs Mess, I mean, that's fucking.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
That's the tits right there. But yeah,
that's gonna be our next thing is monkeypox. Now there's a food shortage. Oh my God, everybody's gonna freak out again and go clean out the stores. And Jesus Christ, can we stop?
I did laugh at this because somebody posted it, and this is how I learned about monkeypox. Monkeypox, the CDC has confirmed that is actually the spirit of Harambe coming back to get even. I was like, yes,
wow.
That's what that is. What the fuck is monkeypox? And I went and looked it up, and I was like, oh, y'all are stupid.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Quit fucking with Mother Nature. Quit fucking Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Keep your dick away from fucking primates. And how you continue to do this, because, I mean, that's where AIDS came from.
Allegedly. I don't think that's a proven thing. I don't think they actually know.
I don't know. I don't care. To be honest, I mean, it happened.
That's proof of Big Pharma
but HIV,
wanting you to be sick so that you have to buy drugs.
Yeah, which
HIV should be
cured. They never cured it. Never did.
Long ago. Now that CRISPR's around, are you insane? That should have been cured a long time ago.
They never cured HIV.
They don't cure. Big Pharma doesn't cure anything.
Well, there's a pill now that will put it into recession where you're not even contagious.
I wouldn't trust the contagious part, but...
No, this is like, if you're on it, you'll go through like a few tests, and you will go into a full remission. And as long as you stay on this drug, you'll stay in remission.
That's again, the problem. That's the key.
I'm not trying to cure it. Buy every fucking 6 months.
But every goddamn month, you got to go buy this pill and do that.
And it probably costs $20,000 to buy.
Well, your insurance company covers it.
Assuming you have some.
Right.
Well, I mean, according to Obama, everybody's got to have insurance.
Yeah, because it only, he looked it up. For him, it would have been about $500 a month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Under Obamacare. $500 a month.
Yeah.
And that's for don't get sick insurance.
Yeah, that's for the cheapest you can get.
Like, literally, don't get sick.
I thought this was supposed to be...
I still laugh at everybody who voted for Obamacare, and they're like, oh, what it's the greatest thing ever, and I'm like, you're fucking
it's
stupid.
Bullshit.
It's horrible.
They passed an unconstitutional law that requires you to purchase a service. What's next? You going to require me to fucking, you know, I don't know, go buy some shit, like parachute fucking insurance?
Vaccine mandates.
Know.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that. I ain't got anything for the fucking coronavirus. Here's the deal. How long has HIV been around? You came up with a fucking coronavirus vaccination within like fucking 90 days.
Yeah.
Like, and now you're telling me that you can't fucking vaccinate against HIV?
Now there's people getting the fourth and fifth one. I'm like, no.
Oh, did you see the Pfizer reports?
I didn't look.
Most people didn't even know that Pfizer released the report. So they had to do a research and release. And their reports show...
Probably only worth a fuck for like 30 days.
That their third booster against the Omicron lasted about 3 days of effectiveness.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
And that was on its good side.
That I was just going to say, that doesn't include...
For most people, it carried nothing.
The mRNA part about it, which could really fuck you up in different ways.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything that gene...
I'm not saying that it doesn't have potential. I'm saying it hasn't been tested enough.
But damn, measles, mumps, malaria, when I was a kid, fuck, that shit had been tested for years
it's
before. Because
you're getting live. You're getting live.
Yeah, but that was also a live,
a true vaccine.
Up portion of that fucking
infection. You're getting a true vaccine.
I mean, they didn't have
this is a fake vaccine.
They didn't have chickenpox vaccines when I was growing up.
I know. I never had that.
And
either.
It's probably a real.
It's based on the same thing.
Yeah.
And so that's the other thing that really throws me off. Like,
now I'll say this:
like, why do you have to come up with the mRNA and not just like?
Because this thing keeps mutating like viruses.
Because you're fucking introducing other shit
to
that
it.
Is not killing it.
And here's the thing: not even the live ones. Because I was fully vaccinated. You had to get to school.
Yeah.
Fully vaccinated. My junior year, maybe senior year, I got the either mumps or measles, whichever one turns you all red. I had been vaccinated from that, and I still got it. So even the fucking vaccines aren't 100%.
Oh, no, they're not. What we got forced into where I was growing
up. You probably had measles. You had measles, by the way.
Probably.
Before, it was either middle school or high school, something like that. The school said I had to get a booster for all this crap, but the doctors wouldn't give the booster because it hadn't been X amount of years between it because of where my age fell in because I was young in high school. And they're like, well, she can't go to school until she gets the booster. My mom's like, the doctors won't give her the booster because it hadn't been a lot of time. What do you want me to do? Guess who went to school?
Yeah. Schools are stupid.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the dumbest place to go to do anything. Can you remember this?
It's babysitting.
Schools have not taught a fucking thing since like probably 1920s, 1930s.
No, I don't know. We have you some, seen graphing school and stuff that like a handful of people got to go to.
Jesus
but
like, just flip an ice chip into my fucking shoe.
That's going
to
be good.
Let's go.
So I'm thinking about maybe giving it about 90 days after Memorial Day.
For? Really?
For what?
not drinking. Thinking about it. I haven't made any hard decisions yet. Thinking about giving it about 90 days.
I should be considering this.
I'm fat and I need a restart.
I should be considering it, considering last Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. That did not go well for you.
I got really fucking sick last Friday. Really sick. Where I thought it was going to be coming out of both holes.
So that seemed to be, like, trending?
It was dehydration for sure. No, I just cracked a Bud Light because it's like drinking water.
But I mean, it's not water.
It's not water.
It's water with barley and hops in it.
Yep.
Some sugar, a few other things.
So I have already cut down massively on my drinking. I've not stopped, clearly, but
yeah, I was thinking about
cut down. Like typically on a typical day, about 1 o'clock, I try to. My goal is 1 o'clock. Don't crack a beer till 1 o'clock. That's not happened since Friday.
And now he's drinking this stuff that's clear, and it's called water.
And I drink a fuckload. I have one cup of coffee and that's it.
I really need.
Then
to
I go directly to
water
and I
filter.
Just start pounding water.
Pretty sure I haven't changed the water filter in my.
This is the most hydrated I've been in a long damn time because that's all I drink all this entire afternoon.
Yeah.
Was water.
Yeah.
I cracked a beer. What 2:30.
And then you went to water because
couldn't drink it
because
I couldn't drink the damn thing. So I put it back in the fridge. Went to go buy, went to the liquor store, went and picked
burritos.
Up burritos, picked up a 12-pack for here. So what, this is my third beer? It's my third beer.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing a reset, and I figure if I give it 90 days, I would probably lose 20 pounds.
Oh, for sure.
And I would be right back to where I want to be.
How are we like this?
You'll eat more.
I don't
more.
Know.
You'll eat more. My brother's like y'all.
You think that?
My brother's
I don't
skinny
think so.
As fuck.
You dude, I've been through rehab for fuck's sakes.
Not saying that you haven't.
I mean,
you just started eating chocolate
I didn't gain
and candy.
Anything.
Normally, whenever you quit drinking, yeah, you'll start eating sweets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because your body's craving the sugar that you're
right.
no longer giving it from the alcohol.
Right.
And then if you drink as much beer as I do, you find yourself being extremely hungry all the fucking time because you're not getting the extra 4,000
calories
that I get from beer. Because you're basically...
I don't get that at all.
I'm drinking... I drink about an 18-pack of beer a day.
Seriously?
Roughly.
Jesus.
Wow.
You drink way more than...
So that's that's like a loaf of bread.
Well, my beer... Like, my first beer, that takes me like an hour and a half to 2 hours to drink. Where she can kill a beer in 10 minutes once she gets off work.
Oh, yeah.
I can't 15. Do that. I can't do that.
When I start drinking, I mean, I'm drinking.
I go through phases. It starts off really fast, and then I kind of ebb
She tapers.
Off.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do the same thing. It depends. Like, what am I doing?
I can't do that. My first beer, I swear to God,
the first
lasts damn
to
near
get
2 hours.
Where I need to be.
I often have to push
my. To be.
I often have to put my first beer back in the fridge because it gets warm because I'm not drinking it.
The first one's just to get me where I want to be.
It depends on what I'm doing. Like, if I'm sitting here with y'all, I'm babysitting. Like, because we're talking, we're having a good time, we're doing the podcast, whatever. Like, if I'm working on my truck or I'm working in the yard, I'm grilling, whatever, like, those beers, roughly about 30 minutes, and sometimes I'll lose one and I'll find it later.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, so by the time... You know, 6 hours goes by. Yeah, I've only had like 4 or 5 beers, maybe.
Now I've got wet foot.
But if I'm sitting down and I'm just hanging out and we're drinking.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm drinking.
It's about 3 minutes of beer.
And then
draft
beer?
Dear
Lord.
No, draft beer is a whole different thing. I'll pound some draft beer. Fuck. Actually, you still kill me on that. We just did Mags. What?
A couple Fridays ago. It wasn't last Friday. It was the Friday before that, I think.
Yeah,
it was.
What, no invite?
I sent you an invite.
You were already in San Antonio.
You were Bernie.
We went to Bernie. Yeah, that's true. Because you called me about that, and I was like, shit, we got invited to go actually eat with Corey and Carrie?
Well, we got it to go, but
we're not
come
eating
on.
There, you dumbass. What are you, insane?
Because we do everything nutritionalists say
that,
is wrong.
Oh, yeah. I eat right before I go to bed. That's when I eat.
Yeah.
10:30 at night.
That's when you need to eat.
It's not working.
But honestly, like, I mean, dude, seriously, people's metabolisms are what people's metabolisms are. Some people are destined to just be skinny minis.
Some
people are just fat.
The heaviest I've ever been was 142 coming out of boot camp.
I survived 33 years of my life, and I was never over 160 pounds. I quit smoking, and I went straight to 185.
What?
And then I got up to 195 and got back in the gym with Daniel, went back down to 170, and then I got back up to 185.
But
that's a different 185 from the first time I visited, because the first time I visited it, I was a fat, gelatinous bastard. And the second time I went back there, my arms were about 15 to 18 inches.
Mine's maybe 4.
Yeah, it's about the size of my dick.
Yeah, maybe 6.
I dread going places maybe where, 6. Like, doctors, and they're like, stand on the scale. I'm like, do I have to?
Well, I can't put my hand. I can't quite put my hand around it. So.
You stand on the scale, and they're like,
this is bad.
When
my biceps almost as big as my dick, that's a problem.
It's kind of like the blood pressure thing when the lady's like, can you put your feet up a little bit? That usually helps. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. I don't care.
And, you know, this will probably get us a lot of hate or whatever, but that's the thing, man. It's not a beauty standard fucking thing. Quit promoting fucking fat, gelatinous ass bullshit. It's not a body type. It is unhealthy, and you will fucking die.
100% unhealthy is what it is.
And if you're, I'm big and beautiful. Well, you can be big and beautiful, and I appreciate the fact that you can look at yourself in the mirror and you can be happy with yourself. And
at the same time, you're going to fucking die. Same time we say that, I'm skinny and beautiful, and I'm also unhealthy because how skinny I am.
Yeah.
I think it's completely unhealthy. They tell me
I'm anorexic, and it's not that I eat. I sat there eating.
All we do is eat carbs.
And they were so
good.
That's
all we eat.
Forgot how good those were.
Yeah. Eat 3 times a day. Try that.
Twice. Dude, fuck that. I can't. I cannot eat 3 times a day. Twice is the max, for sure. Dude. And that's on a good day.
Twice is the max, for sure. I will say this. Once you get your body accustomed. And
do you eat 3 times a day?
No, I eat once.
That's right.
And that's, well, I mean, I eat once. When I was working out and going to the gym and I was exercising, 3 to 4 times a day.
That's retarded.
Sometimes 6 times a day.
That's completely retarded.
Because my body needed it and it was starving for it.
I couldn't. I've never been there.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, my breakfast was a shake, but it was an 18-ounce fucking, like,
protein shake.
Protein.
Like that.
Well, it was a protein shake with almond milk and freaking mixed
fruit. Fucking hippie.
Bananas.
Jesus
peanut butter.
Jesus Christ, you fucking libtard.
And protein. Well, I needed the fucking protein.
What are you eating? Wheatgrass next? What are we doing?
No. Fuck that. No. But then whenever, you know, I'm trying to not eat trash.
What's that nasty shit we had?
I have no idea.
Quinoa.
You ever had quinoa?
Yeah, quinoa's not bad.
It tastes like dirt.
Oh, they all had bad quinoa.
The most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life.
You ate bad quinoa.
I'm never eating that again.
No, you had bad quinoa.
That was disgusting.
Now, given there's not a whole lot you can do to flavor it up, but there's shit that you can do.
It tastes like dirt.
It doesn't taste like dirt.
Yes, it does. No. I promise.
The one we had did.
I'm not doubting that, but I'm just saying, I mean, you go dig a peanut out of the fucking dirt and stick it in your fucking face, you're going to be like, it tastes like dirt, fuck peanuts. Well, maybe, but you know what? If you mash that shit up and put a bunch of sugar in it and you turn it into peanut butter and you leave a few chunks in it, that shit's pretty fucking good, is it not?
Not me.
Grits don't taste like fucking anything.
Called butter.
But if you put butter, some brown sugar, maybe a little bit of honey in there, grits are eatable.
Your fucking parents got me to eat grits for the first time in Mobile.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, that's just a waste of my goddamn time. I'm never doing that again.
Shrimp and grits? Shrimp and grits is good.
I hate shrimp.
I grew up eating grits because we were poor and they were cheap.
Exactly.
And you throw a chunk of butter in
it. What was the other one?
Oatmeal.
No, not oatmeal. The cream of wheat. Was it cream of wheat?
Cream of wheat. Yep.
That was another one. That had zero fucking flavor.
Oh, it totally has nothing.
What is this?
Both are gross.
What is this porridge shit I'm shoving in my face that tastes like absolutely nothing?
It's not the taste. It's the texture. It's the texture.
Quinoa actually has a decent texture. It's not bad.
Yeah. It tastes like I'm... Is that a piece of gravel that I just chewed?
The one that you got tastes like shit. I apologize for that. Well, I don't apologize. Fuck you. Whoever fucking made you this shit should apologize.
Where the fuck did we get that?
It was some bag out of H-E-B.
Oh, of course it was. Jesus Christ.
But I will say, I can make you quinoa. Actually, let me take that back.
Nope.
Amber can make you quinoa.
Nope.
That is actually really good.
I'd rather have risotto.
Never eating that.
We could do.
I'll do risotto.
We could do some quinoa and some fucking ribeyes, and you'll eat the fuck out of that quinoa.
Nope.
Yep.
Never happen.
I'll go first of all,
I'm not a ribeye guy.
We could do risotto. Ribeye?
I'm not a ribeye guy.
You said ribeyes are gross?
It's too fatty. Like it's way too fatty.
You're going to have to get off my back porch.
Yeah, I'm a filet man. Sorry. I'm all about the filet.
The filet mignon?
Yes.
Yep. Come on, man.
All about the filet.
It's way too much money for a hockey puck.
But it's fabulous. Nice and lean. Medium rare? It's beautiful. It melts in your mouth. What are you talking about?
So do you like top sirloin?
God, it's so cheap.
It'll do in
so
a pinch.
So sleazy. I'd rather do a London broil.
But you don't like tri-tip, which is also lean as fuck. It has no real fat to it.
When
it's cut right.
I was just going to say, okay, when you say that.
When it's cut right,
I'd be convinced. That's the problem. It's not cut right very often.
No, it's not. Especially coming from H-E-B.
That's a true statement.
Got to get you a picanha, too, though. I do need to give you a picanha. I need to feed you a picanha. Are you keeping the fat cap on? On the picanha, yes.
That's the point of the picanha, right?
Yes. That is the whole point behind
the picanha. That's the point of the picanha. Next.
So it's, I don't know, you might not like it because you don't like ribeye. You're saying ribeye's too fatty.
I'm not a ribeye fan at all.
So you don't like the fat cap?
Nope.
All right. So what I would do for you on a picanha is I'd make sure that the fat cap on the picanha depends
how it's done.
Is a quarter.
Yes.
So if it's a quarter to a 15th, it'll render most of that.
Yep.
And that soaks into the meat, and that's what makes it yummy.
That's fine.
You'll get it.
That's fine with me. I'm fine with that.
I've seen picanhas that actually have a half inch on it. It's pushing the limit even for me. I'm not a big fat guy.
I've never seen a fat cap that large.
I have seen them on picanhas.
I've not.
I don't know if it's a special thing or what the deal is.
I'll tell you this, at H-E-B you'd have to request it.
Like
you're not cutting damn near. At H-E-B that shit comes pre-trimmed.
Right.
It's trimmed in San Antonio.
All right, so we got to go talk to the Mexicans in San Antonio.
Yes, that's the only way. You'd have to special order that.
No. I'm not trying to get it, but we do need to go talk to them because we need to go, hey, picanha, there's no silver skin between the fat cap and the meat. So leave the fat cap on it. I don't care if you trim it down, whatever, because I don't necessarily, I'm with you, I don't like a big, huge fucking cube of fat on the top of it. On the tri-tip, there's silver skin between the fat cap and the actual meat. So I'm going to need you to take all that off. And they don't do that. So when I get a tri-tip.
Typically they do. They try to at least.
The ones that I've gotten over here.
Yeah, the ones they try to.
They haven't even attempted. Like the fat cap is still on it. I'm like, you motherfuckers. Like,
on a tri-tip?
Yeah. So when I come home,
I have to open
the tri-tip, cut the fat cap off. Saw the silver skin.
Saw that shit off, bro. And then
I can smoke it, and motherfuckers are like, "Oh my god, that's so good!" Yes.
I want the chuck roast you got. I'll go buy you one.
You don't have to. I got two in the
freezer
right now.
No, I'll go buy you one that I just go take home once you're done with it.
That's fine, too. I mean, I got two in the fucking freezer right now that I'm going to smoke next weekend.
Is that what we're doing next weekend?
I am definitely going to make some poor man burn-ins next weekend. I may
splurge and go grab a couple racks of ribs. I don't know yet. What day are we doing? Saturday, Sunday?
If you're going to go get them, you better go early because people are going
to
be going.
Oh, yeah, I need to go get them tomorrow afternoon. But
what are we doing? Are we Saturday? Are we Sunday? Are we what?
I really don't care. I don't have any plans at all for the whole entire weekend. Amber didn't rope me into anything fucking ridiculous. So it's honestly, she wants to have a white trash pool party, which basically asks everybody to bring one
means.
Of those little kiddie pools. Bring a little kiddie pool over.
No.
No.
We have one for the baby.
I'm not right bringing there. Another. I don't have. No.
No.
I would stay here.
No, you're fine.
I'm just not doing that.
But I was going to put that down underneath the tree.
Especially for the kids, because that would be fantastic.
I'm all down with that.
Put it underneath the tree where it's still level, and I was going to turn the back sprinklers on.
Sure.
And just let those roll and let Nick's and the kids and everybody have a blast. And
yeah.
I was going to smoke some dead animals. And there's really the shitty part about this time of year is there's fucking nothing sports-wise to watch on TV.
Nope.
No.
At all. I mean, I love baseball.
There's
the
USFL.
But baseball is not.
Did you know that the USFL was actually going on right now?
Where?
I couldn't tell you. It's televised. I promise you that. It's televised.
So the USFL, though, that's not the one that The Rock's a part of, right?
No, that's the XFL. That's not coming till next year.
I got you.
But that's major televised. Like, he signed with fucking everybody. The Rock, goddamn.
Well, I mean,
on The Rock, all you want. That dude knows what he's fucking doing and makes shit happen.
Well, his name brings so much shit to the table.
I think ESPN's involved. I think, like, Fox.
His name brings
everybody's
everything.
Involved with this one. Like, XFL is going to be a big deal.
And I really hate to break it to you. You walk into a room with The Rock, I'm sure that's an intimidating motherfucker.
I would not. And by the way,
I mean, even after all the steroids and everything else.
Says, like, hey, drug test that motherfucker, because goddamn, he's on everything.
Walking up to that dude?
Do what?
That bitch is juiced up.
Imagine me walking up to somebody that size.
Shit, anybody here?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Shaq. Goddamn.
We've met Shaq.
I know.
Shaq is actually bigger than The Rock.
Yeah, he's huge.
But that's the funny thing about it. Like, because you see Kevin Hart next to The Rock, and you're like, hee hee hee. And then you see The Rock next to Shaq, and
it's a
you're
massive
like,
difference.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get Shaq standing next to the fucking, what was the Asian guy? It was 7 foot fucking 10.
Oh, Yao Ming.
Yao Ming. And you're like,
damn.
They're like, there's always someone bigger.
Here's
and I was like,
here's
the fun unless fact. You're Yao motherfucking Ming, and then there ain't nobody goddamn bigger. It's just me, bitch.
Here's a fun fact. Have you ever
it's starting to rain.
Have you ever heard the rumor that the camera puts
10 pounds
on you?
Yeah. Unless you're The Rock and then it's like 80 pounds.
I'm telling you, Shaquille O'Neal, we met him. I met him personally in Phoenix, in Tempe, when he was playing with the Suns. He was playing.
Oh,
by
so
that,
he was still.
He was
still
late in his career, but he was still. I swear to God, on TV, he looks like a big pile of shit. He's fat, everything. In real life, meeting him, there was an ounce of fat on that man. Not an ounce. He brought his own fucking lunch to the police academy.
Oh, yeah.
That's
this
they,
was back when he was doing that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Now, he was training at
that's
the Tempe.
We
that's where the, yes.
Arizona.
I'm telling, nicest guy in the fucking world. I hated Shaq until I actually met him. When I shook his hand.
When you shook his pinky?
I put my baby hand into his palm, and he pretended to shake my hand.
He like swallows up your elbow.
Yeah, he didn't even squeeze, because he knows these people can't deal with this bullshit.
It's okay, little man.
There was no fat on his body. None. He was slim as a board. On TV, he looked fat as fuck the same night. It's ridiculous. That's no bull. It's not even 10 pounds.
You know who? You know who I want to meet? Actually, you know who I want to go hang out with? Honestly,
please just tell like, me just, Charles Barkley.
Just kick it with Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley. I knew it.
I just want to kick it with Charles.
Charles is badass, bro.
I just want to kick it with Charles.
Another guy that looks fat on TV. Who's
oh, he's
not
probably
fat.
He's probably
well
semi-fat
nowadays.
Now.
Nowadays, yeah. And even Shaq might be now. I'm telling. I met him when he was still playing, and I'm telling you, there was not a goddamn ounce of fat on his body.
I want to sit down with Charles, and I want to be like, "Hey, man. So, what was it like? Like, did you get everybody else's sandwiches? Like, did motherfuckers just walk up and just hand you their ham and cheese and walk off?
Did you really throw that guy through a plate glass window?
Because, I mean, sometimes a motherfucker needs to go through a plate glass window. I'm just saying, sometimes.
Hey, ask Mike Tyson, bruh.
Sometimes a motherfucker needs to get punched in the mouth.
Mike Tyson's like, these people are getting just too comfortable. They don't know what it means. Sometimes you need to get punched.
Your ass is done grown up.
Damn right.
Being able to type some shit on a keyboard and not get punched in the mouth for it.
Damn right.
Now you're going to hit me with a water bottle from
Mike
behind?
Mike Tyson did not get charged for that shit on the plane.
No.
Thank God.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He just beat the living shit
out
of a motherfucker.
No, he didn't.
You should have stopped
it. He didn't actually beat him.
I doubt he even hit that dude with a quarter power.
Oh, no.
I guarantee that. Because if he hit him with a quarter power, that dude would have been fucking not. Yeah. He was my size.
That
dude was my size.
He hit that dude with less power than he hits the fucking pads with.
100%.
I guarantee you 100%.
100%.
He turned around with rage in his eyes and said, oh, shit, if I hit you with now I want, I'm going to hit you.
He's seeing money.
I'm going to punch you in the fucking
cha-ching,
mouth.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
But if I hit you with what I got, your head's going to explode. And then blood and brain fragments are going to go like four rows back.
Yep.
I'm going to end up in trouble.
So clearly he's got anger management and control.
As much weed as that motherfucker smokes.
Oh, weed and mushrooms. He's a big mushroom guy.
Good microdosing.
Yeah, he's a big microdoser.
Microdosing.
He does more than that.
The fuck out
he
of
does that. Yeah. He does that whole thing where you lick the fucking toad.
Oh God!
Well, I ain't licking a toad.
No,
it's the same thing. It's a hallucinogen, but it's a mild thing where you lick this fucking toad and you things start moving.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, no.
I think I'll deal with the fungus that grows out of cow shit.
Yeah.
I think I'll stick my...
I'd love to do that shit.
Dude, I want to make teas.
That's
the best way to do it.
But I want to make, like, you know, where you can microdose a tea.
You just have to figure out how much to put in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a science behind that. I don't think that's hard to figure out. I think there's a science behind that.
That science has been evolving for years. That's what she's always said. You just got to figure out how much to put in. It's not just the tip, though. You got to put all of it, or some of it, or none of it.
We always use
Colorado. Didn't Colorado just?
I've always told her.
Yeah, Colorado's legal.
I think they've decriminalized for sure.
Just about
I think
everything.
Portland and I think Seattle might.
Dude, shrooms grow out of the fucking ground.
It's all natural.
You can't even test
just
for
like
it.
Just like pot. What are we talking about here?
You can't even test for it.
We used to go to cow fields and pick them.
That's
and
just
hope
disgusting.
They were right.
Well, that's just gross.
And then you wash them off, and you either eat them raw or you use a dehydrator to
gross
freeze,
but whatever.
Dehydrate them, and
but it's,
you can eat them that way.
But still, shrooms you can't even test for it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But it was... It's
What
it's,
is that?
It's controllable. It's
psilocybin. Right.
Yeah. It's controllable. Right. It's a controllable buzz. You don't have people going off on a tangent going like...
Unless you eat too many.
Well, I'm sure you can, but quite honestly, you usually puke.
Even on tea?
Not on tea. I never had anybody barf on tea.
So it's just eating them.
Well, let's do a tea then.
You eat them. Your
don't you
want to
be outside, though? Don't you want to be outside?
Oh, outside's best, for sure.
Really?
Yep.
So we might have to book a trip to...
To where?
Our bud's house.
Our backyard?
Yeah. The big backyard. No, the one we were at this weekend. For the crawfish boil. He's got a backyard big enough.
As long as you feel comfortable where you're at, because, like, in college, I had a shitty-ass garage apartment, right?
Can we do this on our patio or no?
Yeah.
Really?
I had a shitty-ass garage apartment. The best time everybody had, we made a big thing of tea, and I had an itty-bitty tiny little patio. Had, like, six people over, because, again,
Skyhook.
Teeny-tiny apartment.
Yeah.
So you could fit six people outside, pretty much sitting on the floor, because I was in college and we had no money and there were no chairs. But whatever. People just sat and chilled, and there was enough trees and enough outside. Nobody freaked out until the fire engine sounded, because, well, it was two doors down and they had to go to report to a fire. That happens. I was used to it. Other people weren't. I was like, chill. They ain't coming here. It's a fire truck, not the cops. Like,
you get paranoid on it?
I never did.
I think people just get paranoid in general because they're like, I'm doing something I'm not supposed to, and oh my God, there's cops.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I think that's what the fire
truck
did.
Here's what I'll tell you. I've had many a conversations completely illegal. Like, what I was doing, where I was, whatever, and have conversations with the cops, and they're like, okay, well, you know.
Yeah.
As long as you can keep your fucking cool and you can act normal. You're fine.
Yeah, keep your shit together. Don't act like a fucking idiot. You're fine.
Yeah. I had a cop stare me in my fucking eyeballs. Knew damn good and well. I was high and drunk. Like, that motherfucker, there was no hiding it.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, Mr. Winkles, how are you tonight? And I was like, I'm high and I'm fucked up.
You straight up told him that?
And he goes, you probably shouldn't tell me that. And I was like, well, I'm not going to be able to hide it. You're going to know, so I might as well just have the conversation. So do you have any marijuana on you? And I was like, no. Nope, wasn't mine to begin with, and I don't have it. I'm good. And he goes, how old are you? And I was 22.
Oh, God.
He goes, so you're old enough to drink alcohol? I was like, yep. And I ain't driving. No fucking where. And about that time, I grabbed one of my friends by the shoulder because I was going that way and did not want to go to the left. My left knee decided it didn't want to be underneath me anymore. And I'm like, well, this is not going to be a fun conversation. What are you doing, breakdancing? No. No. No, I'm not that kind of guy. I was about to fall over. But no, it was a really cool conversation with a really cool cop. I did not go to jail that night.
Most of them are reasonable about shit. I mean,
well, he was just like, he showed up because it was a noise complaint, and the second that you walked in, is it possible to be like scent deaf?
What?
Is that a thing? Like, can you not smell scent?
If you have Corona.
Okay, so.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
That's a callback right there.
In 2002,
that's a callback.
If he would have had coronavirus in 2002, maybe he would have walked into that room and not been like, no, nobody's been smoking weed in here. This is fun.
No, you're going to know the smell of weed, bro.
Why is it so foggy?
You're going to know the smell of weed, bro.
It's all Marlboro Reds in the fog machine. We're good, dude.
Not a chance.
Especially the crap shit we got in the...
Back then?
Jeez.
That's before the decent weed.
Dude, like that... Well, we were in San Diego.
Oh, you probably.
Well, that's way better.
And
that
was some pretty dank shit.
That's way better.
Like, when I walked
in. Dude, I'm telling you, in BFE, Illinois, you got that shit that came in a brick.
I was excited.
It was like a freeze-dried brick.
It was terrible.
You had to pick the seeds out of that shit.
I walked in, and nobody was even smoking yet. And I could smell it. I was like, God damn, boy.
Well, it takes a. That shit lingers like a motherfucker, dude.
Well, I was like, how much do y'all have? And the guy's like, I think it was a quarter bag.
QP? Oh, a quarter? Because
back then, they were still dime bags, quarter sack, 50
cost
sack.
$25 for fuck's sake.
He's like, I got a quarter sack back there. And I was like, God damn, that's dank. He's like, the fuck do you know about dank?
Oh, this is
like,
I
well,
got back then.
I was like, well, I'm from Arkansas. And I don't know if y'all know or not. But if you want good weed,
I'd probably consider
back in the day.
Really good
Arkansas,
fields in fucking Arkansas.
Arkansas had some
really good soil.
Let's put it this way: Willie got his weed from Arkansas.
Yeah, I would bet. I would bet.
I can confirm. I know the guy that sold Willie his weed.
Nice.
I actually have had pictures of mine taken with Willie. And
the Willie?
Yes. The Willie. He used to drive to Texarkana and get weed from Texarkana. Good dude.
In the bus?
No, not back then. He'd take his truck.
Oh.
He'd ride up from west or wherever and hang out. He'd usually be there for about a week or two.
Now he has people that can do that.
I mean, he had people back then that could do that.
Why is
it
not
legal? Like, this was like the
90s. Why is it not legal in this state?
This would have been the late 90s.
Can you imagine?
The state is ass backwards.
No, the whole country's ass backwards.
Well, yeah,
it should be federally, number one. And also, why is Texas not legal? Makes no sense. Also, sports gambling. Why is sports gambling not legal? That's retarded.
The amount of shit that,
it's fucking retarded.
Is
I'm
going
sorry.
On in our government in general is kind of fucking back-ass backwards. Like, why is it that like Facebook can tell me that I can't say you should probably punch that person in the face, but I can post a video of Will Smith punching somebody in the fucking face, and that's completely okay.
Oh, but don't be in a gardening group and use the word hoe.
Yeah, we've been over this.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's one thing. But when you go look at the government, right?
Oh. Okay.
So let's look at the government real quick. They just recently passed that Congress and Senate can't trade stock.
Really?
Guess where they all sold that? Any guesses?
Stock market?
So when they decided to pass that, everybody had to sell off their stock in Congress. The stock market hit the highest that it has ever been in like the last 5 years.
Did that actually happen?
And they all sold at that point. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it passed. Now, they're...
So Pelosi can't just fucking...
No, but her spouse can.
Oh, it's still retarded.
So, I mean, we really haven't fixed anything.
But
they didn't really
fix.
They didn't.
All
do
we
did
is we kind of put a Band-Aid over some things.
No, we're going to say that the person actually holding office,
right,
can't buy and sell stock, but the person I'm married to and fucking, they can buy and sell stock until the cows come home.
Just fucking retarded. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life.
So that's that thing. And then they want to tell us, you know, basically, you can't.
Just the dumbest thing I've ever
You can't
heard
drive around without a seatbelt on because, you know, public safety and shit. But we just realized, you know, coronavirus is not a fucking thing anymore. But, you know, while they're telling
us.
The
news keeps telling us it is. And I'm like,
no,
I'm done. I don't care anymore.
While they tell us that we have to drive around with a seatbelt on, you know, you can have a senator with a dead hooker in the fucking trunk of his car that's
yep,
sitting in the
much.
Middle of a fucking lake and nobody does anything about it.
Yep.
That same senator was drunk as fuck and actually hit the fucking column trying to pull into the halls of fucking Congress to go vote. You know what's great about being a fucking congressman?
Well,
if I am on my way to perform my duty and vote, nobody can detain me. Nobody can
do
anything about it. Law enforcement cannot do nothing. They're done. They're handcuffed.
Wow.
Thanks, Ted.
Wow.
Yeah. And the greatest thing that family did got splattered all over the back of a Cadillac.
Oh, that's going pretty hard in the paint, bro.
He was the greatest thing that family did, though. JFK was probably...
I thought JFK Jr. was supposed to show up in Dallas not too long ago.
If I was JFK Jr., I would never show up in fucking Dallas.
Nope.
Ever. Ever. I mean...
What group was behind that? Is that QAnon?
What?
JFK Jr. showing up?
Oh, I have no idea. I have none.
I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, JFK Jr. is coming to Dallas. I would never, if I was JFK Jr., I would never go to Dallas, ever. It doesn't even really matter what my initials actually stood for.
Shit! Why would I? Yeah, I'm not going there, Brett. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, it could be Jawan Frederick Kenwood. I'm not going to fucking, no, I'm avoiding dialysis forever.
I'm not going to Dealey Plaza, bro. I'll tell you.
Nah.
I know it's a great scenery spot for tourists, but not happening.
Not going to be there.
I've been there. It's way smaller than you think.
Yeah, I agree.
Way smaller than you think.
But that's the other reason why I sit there and go, you don't peg a Marine for a 200-yard shot.
I don't think that's not 200 yards.
I don't even think it was that.
It's not 200 yards, I promise.
I mean, we...
Have you been there?
I have.
I'm telling you, it ain't 200 yards.
Now, I mean, given at the time they were saying that the book depository...
That ain't 200 yards, I promise.
To the point where JFK was supposed to be what? Like, I think it was like a little bit over 500 is what they said it was supposed to be.
500 what?
Feet?
Feet, maybe?
Yards?
Maybe feet.
Yeah.
I doubt that. It's really tiny, dude.
It was a lot smaller than I expected.
Bitch, I guarantee you can make that shot. I guarantee it.
I can make that shot from the standing position.
Guarantee
it. Easily.
Guaranteed.
It is, it's so small.
As a Marine.
It's from here.
I can tell you.
It's from here to your fucking neighbor's house. Not even that. Not even that.
I'm a civilian, and I could make that
shot. It is not. There's no way. It's such a
sham.
But
that's the thing that throws me
off. That's
the
problem that pisses me off.
You grab Lee Harvey Oswald, and you go, all right, he shot JFK. And it's believable because he's a Marine. I'm like, I mean, at that point, you could have gave me a pellet gun, and I could have shot the motherfucker and probably done what I needed to do.
I think it has more to do with the bolt action. How many shots were fired?
He shot... It, as a Marine, I can tell you, if it was Lee Harvey Oswald, he shot once, and he was done. He was out. He was gone. You would have never fucking known
he's
that
a
he'd
ghost.
Ever. Yeah, he would. You would have never even fucking found him.
You think there's more than one shooter?
I'm saying that he wasn't the shooter.
I'm down with that.
I can say that because the ballistics. You don't get shot.
This is what pisses me off about the goddamn government.
In the back of the head, in the back of your head blow off.
So, next December, Biden has the opportunity to release the full JFK report.
Not going
to
happen.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Obama had the same chance.
Didn't happen.
Trump had the same chance.
They'll never do it.
Baby Bush had the same chance.
Not going to happen.
Never going to happen. Why is that?
CIA.
Yep.
Because the CIA shot him. The CIA shot and killed JFK.
I'm 100% behind this.
There's actually
100% behind
there's
this.
There's actually 100% a fucking online
we
video
are 100%
where one
agreed.
Of the CIA guys admitted to it.
I've seen
he
this.
He got out of the car because he heard a shot go off, and he fired and shot JFK in the face. He openly admitted to it. It's on an interview. I'll have to go dig and fucking find it, but I've watched it.
Go dig and find it. I want to see
know
it.
I was like, JFK was not shot by Lee Harvey Oswald.
It's the same thing with 9-1-1, 9-11.
9-11, yeah.
I'm telling you, there's a cover-up. There's a problem. There's a massive problem with 9-11.
We can't... All right, so here's... All right.
How many cameras are on the Pentagon?
Minus going down this rabbit hole.
Oh, well,
I'm going to entertain this idea for a minute, but how about this? How about this? All right, so...
We need to dedicate an entire podcast to this.
So you're saying, and I'm not opposed, 9-11's an inside job. And when I say 9-11's an inside job, how else do we go to war with Iraq? The first time that we went with Daddy Bush... It was opposed by the American people. It was not a supported war.
Yep.
Storm, Desert Shield was not a supported war.
Nope. Nope.
So
I was in the Navy at that time. What are you saying?
So what had to happen? Somebody had to attack.
This is the military industrial complex in action.
So then we get the backing of the American people. We take over Iraq in like 3 fucking days.
3
that
days.
That was nothing. You know,
it might have been 5 now that I'm thinking about it, but
you know, you had everything in place already from the original. We're going to go do this and protect Kuwait.
Yep.
We're protecting Kuwait.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. It was protecting Kuwait. Yes.
Yes.
Because Iraq was potentially invading Kuwait.
They weren't, but yeah.
That was whatever. The made-up story. That was the narrative, for sure. For sure, that was the narrative. Now that,
so,
yes.
So now let's bring now this in. Let's bring this in. 2022. Where was Brandon in 2018 through like 2021?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Brandon Biden?
I have no
idea. Sorry. Is not Brandon. It's not his name. Sorry. That's my
what
fault.
Are you talking about?
Joe Biden's son. Where was he from 2018 to 2021?
No clue.
I think he was in the Ukraine.
He was on the board
of
the Ukraine power.
Yep.
Oh.
Making, what was it, $90,000 or $60,000 a month?
It's way more than that. It was
a month.
I thought it was $190,000 a year.
No, he was making like $60,000 a month being on this board.
Yeah.
But regardless.
No, they were already in cahoots. Yeah. Yeah, that Biden's and Ukraine were in cahoots.
Regardless. All right, so when Trump was president, all right, wait, let's roll it back a little bit. When Obama was in presidency, there was a few different conversations that he had with Putin where he was caught on hot mics going, you know what, when I get elected in my next 4 years, you know, maybe there's some other things that we can do, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then Trump comes into office.
Hey.
When Trump comes into office, there's some tiffs. There's some not good meetings, but you know what? Russia sat the fuck down. Korea didn't go forward with their nuclear fucking wants. And China kind of backed off of their fucking throttle a little bit. And then we get Biden in here. So we go from career politician to businessman. Back to career politician. Now, people can you can have the arguments, whatever you want over the fucking his business works and how he does shit. What the fuck ever. I don't care. But here I can tell you this. I'm back to career politician. $50 billion just funneled into the Ukraine's bank account because they've been invaded by Russia, which at this point, I'm starting to question whether or not that was really an invasion because I actually have two developers
are
in that region.
Here's the problem.
And they're going,
here's the problem. The eastern part of Ukraine that Russia is invading had
Chernobyl and all that shit.
Referendum
yeah.
That decided they wanted to join Russia. This is a bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
It's all a bunch of nothing. They said years ago, like 5 years ago, they wanted to join Russia. Russia at the time said no for whatever reason. This is all about NATO. That's all this is.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about NATO. Russia doesn't want NATO on its fucking doorstep, obviously. I wouldn't either.
I mean, it's bought and paid for by the United States.
Exactly. I wouldn't either. I get that. This should be over. This is the dumbest goddamn thing I've ever
heard. Here's the thing, though.
Do you remember,
hold on, though. The United States government just funneled $50 billion into the Ukraine that was just paying fucking Biden's son $60,000 a month. Do you not see
where
this could be a fucking problem? Like,
clearly, it's a problem. Clearly.
Like, Where did this $50 billion go?
Do you remember? Because
Nancy Pelosi was so scared during fucking January 6th that she thought she was going to fucking die and then flies into a fucking war zone to go shake hands and hang out with the fucking president of Ukraine and kick it, and they're having YouTube concerts down in the fucking subway.
Do you remember the press making a big deal out of Crimea? Just
Crimea.
A couple years ago. Fuck, I think it was during the Obama administration now that I think about it. And everybody, the entire fucking, like CNN, even Fox News was all over it. This is a travesty. Russia is invading Crimea. Crimea voted to join Russia. A total of 6 people died. It wasn't an invasion. It was, hey, congratulations, you're now one part of Russia. That's all it was.
We coming in to say hi.
Yeah. It was the Western fucking ship saying, hey, this is the narrative we want to play.
Dude,
it was all fake.
And this is really where we are.
Literally, six people died during the Crimea deal.
But that's where we are.
And it was accidental. All of it was accidental.
As a planet, that's where we're at right now.
Yes.
All this fucking propaganda.
It's a bunch of bullshit. None of this is true.
You remember
six people that died could have died from natural causes.
Exactly. That's but the point. The point is these people died.
Do you remember?
Six people. And it was on national news.
Do you remember when we actually invaded Iraq?
Oh, yeah.
And what, you know what the United States, even when we went back through the second time, you would hear it. Now, I'm not saying what the United States reported on was inaccurate in this particular situation. What I'm saying,
all of it was inaccurate.
Was
every
when you were rolling
thing.
Through downtown, you really could hear their minister of fucking whatever saying that the Americans are on the run. We're pushing them back. They're fucking scared. Like they're going over loudspeakers. Like this isn't across a TV. They're taking over the mosque speakers.
Oh my God.
And they're yelling this basically across the towns and telling the people, like, y'all are fine. Like, the Americans are bitches. Like, they're not doing anything. As a fucking, you know, Abrams tank, like, drives
it's rolling right down Main Street
right in front of your fucking house. Hey, I'm pretty sure that's bullshit. But I mean,
and I hate to disparage the great Colin J. Powell, but Colin Powell said to the U.S. Congress, we know for a fact there are weapons of mass destruction there.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that whole thing about weapons of mass destruction?
Dude, there was. I have a clipping. I need to go find it.
The
I
whole
clipped
thing
it out of
about
front,
weapons
off
of mass
the front
destruction.
Page. It's like this big. It was like a 4x3-inch.
That was the
article.
Reasoning of going, I want to say, back. Wasn't that the second time?
That was the second time. Was weapons of mass destruction.
Wasn't
was
that
the reason we went back the second
Jesus
time?
Jesus Christ.
And everybody's like,
it was all
we
a
never
lie.
Found anything.
It was all a lie.
Bullshit. We found weapons. We found weapons potential of mass destruction there.
Gas?
Well, there was gas. There was nuclear weapons. A lot of it got trucked right back across the fucking border. Went right back up north. Dude, it was there. I have a newspaper clipping from when I was in the Marine Corps of where it was actually published in the New York Times that we had actually found weapons of mass destruction.
You need to show me that because I think that's a complete lie.
I'll have to go find it. Dude, I don't have half the shit that I had when I was in the fucking Marine Corps. I've moved so many fucking times. I can tell you for a fucking fact, though, I had it. Because my mom was like, well, they're saying that y'all aren't finding anything and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm still here. That's not going to change any of that anyway. It's not like we showed up and fucking Sherlock Holmes was like, there's nothing here. Everybody go home.
Well, I think it's time for a shot.
It is time for a shot.
What do you think?
Yeah.
And to not leave $280 billion worth of fucking equipment in foreign nations anymore. It's time for that, too.
Complete clusterfuck. Complete clusterfuck.
Our government is shit.
It's complete shit.
It's gotten worse the older I'm getting.
All right, so I'm going to end this on a PSA.
Ah.
Don't expect Social Security when you retire.
That's a good PSA.
Sorry.
That's very good. Very good.
My PSA was going to be to all the California people who are moving to Texas.
Get the
fuck off.
Fuck out.
Well, there's that. But on a side note, I want you to know that Texas is just warming up. We're on a preheat.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it hasn't even started yet.
Summer hasn't started, and you're going to die.
Hasn't even started yet. Wait till that humidity hits your ass.
And then you can't water
Good
your
luck!
Lawn because we're in drought conditions, and if you water your lawn, they will fine you. And then the homeowners will fine you because your yard's not green.
Good luck!
Good luck!
But I really, though, honestly, here's the real PSA. Because I saw a statement from a lady who said that she left Austin. They moved here, and they left Austin and moved back to wherever it was or to someplace else because maggots were road raging over her Biden sticker. Let me explain something to all you motherfuckers that are new to Texas. We all drive trucks. We all drive jacked up trucks. We drive those trucks like they're fucking NASCARs. When the light turns green, your foot should hit the fucking floor and you should go.
You should not be on your cell phone.
If that's not happening, we're not road raging over your Biden sticker. We're road raging because you won't get the fuck out of the way. And if you drive roads like, say, Palmer.
When that light goes, you have limited time.
When
go.
The light turns green, your foot hits the floor, you go to 70 miles an hour. At that point, once you get through the next green light, which you will make.
When the fuck you get to 70
lucky,
on
you
Palmer?
You will drop back down to a 67, 68 mile an hour speed limit, and you will make every green light between fucking Cedar Park and South fucking Austin.
Only on the weekends.
Because too many of you California fucking shitheads don't know how to fucking get the fuck out of the goddamn way. I'm not road raging because you got a Beto sticker, which means you're probably from Texas and you want to vote for that fucking jackass.
I'm road
raging because you won't fucking move. Get out of the goddamn way.
It's turning into San Antonio. Really? Yeah. Well, that's what's happening in Austin. Austin's turning into San Antonio.
San Antonio has the infrastructure to fucking support the traffic.
No.
Ish.
The problem is the same way. You're in the far left lane doing 45 miles an hour. What are you doing?
You're trying to get people
get
killed.
The fuck out of here. You can't drive.
Yeah.
That's Mexicans. That ain't Californians. But
no, the Californians are the ones that can't merge.
Well, that true. Also.
So any on-ramp where the fucking things just everybody has to stop in order for people to get... That's
off-ramp.
That's California.
The off-ramp on 35 to Palmer, or not Palmer, what was that name we lived off of in Round Rock? 79.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's an on-ramp, off-ramp right there, so people are trying to merge in both directions. These motherfuckers can't figure it the fuck out.
Nope.
It's
but
painful.
at the same time,
I was just gonna say, at the same time,
the roads have been put together all fucked up.
We've got these ridiculous conjunctions of roads at Palmer and 1431. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Whitestone.
Go all the way down to Round Rock. What the fuck's happening there? You're waiting, and it looks like people are gonna come directly into you. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Somebody's bad acid trip
it's
that said
the
traffic
worst
will be
goddamn
better.
Road construction I've ever seen in my goddamn life. It's retarded.
The main problem
just retarded
that you have in Central Texas, and it's really Central Texas.
Oh yeah,
it's Austin, San Antonio, Houston's a little bit better about it, but they've had a lot longer to work at it, and it does suck. It sucks everywhere you're going.
Oh my god, it's horrible. It doesn't even matter the time of day in Houston. Dude.
No, it's just shit.
It's just terrible.
But Austin, Central Texas, Austin, San Antonio, where you have a 5-lane or a 4-lane fucking highway, and you decide to put red lights on it.
Yeah, that's just the dumbest.
Like, who the fuck are you and why are we doing
what
this?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Well, there's a neighborhood right here. Make a fucking service road.
Give a fuck.
Thank you.
Make a service road.
The dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, like the roads here are fucking completely ridiculous.
I don't know. I took him
They've
to
never
Mobile.
Been updated.
Service roads in Mobile are two-way.
Yeah.
He had never seen shit like that.
Oh, yeah. I was blown away by that.
Dude, I'm from Arkansas, so the two...
I think it's the same one.
Service roads were always two lanes.
Yeah.
They recently changed all that to one-way.
Really?
Yeah.
Because people
I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen in my goddamn life.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, if people do them right.
Well, that's the question.
And that's the other thing, too. When you compare those, you got to say Mobile. Mobile's not small.
No,
it's not.
It's not a small city.
It is not.
It's
I've
roughly,
been there twice.
I would say it's roughly.
I can tell you right now, I can still get around Mobile. It's pretty easily navigable.
Only
though.
Our
right.
little niche.
Our niche, yes. Around your parents. I could easily navigate.
But, I mean, Mobile's easily the same size, if not a little bigger than Austin, all day long.
Yeah.
I love Mobile.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially now because they, well, and it's... It,
I don't know. They get
if you include the
get a few more hurricanes through there.
Hey,
might,
now that
suburbs.
Being said, I was there ten fucking years ago. It was 10 fucking years ago that,
dude,
that
awesome.
We were there.
That's awesome.
It is now built.
Oh, the Gulf Shore was fucking awesome, dude.
That is the
oh my
best
god.
Place in the world.
Some of the best goddamn food I've ever had in my goddamn life. I will say that.
Crab claws.
Bitch, you got me on that. I'll tell you that right now.
Everybody thought I was crazy. Fried crab claws.
Jesus
they're
Christ, they're fantastic.
So we'll just end it, and we'll just say if you drive a Ford or you have a Beetle or a Biden sticker, you might want to find a fucking gas pedal every once in a while.
Or
a new place to live.
Find a cliff to dive off of. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I got friends that drive Fords. Why is it the Fords won't move?
Fix or repair.
I don't have a problem with Fords.
I never said I had a problem with them. They just don't get the fuck out of the way.
Well, it is what it is.